Stephen Main is a shareholder activist and a journalist, and a man who's come up against a whole lot of political institutions referring to the public interest. Stephen, hello to you.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Well, we're baffled. Quite apart from the usual scenarios, we have a case in Western Australia where a high-profile political appointee and a controversial public servant is not facing prosecution because the Director of Public Prosecutions has deemed that even though there's strong evidence suggesting the case should go ahead, it's not in the public interest that the case go ahead and that this gentleman has suffered enough. What's your understanding of the public interest, Stephen?
Well, I think in the specific case of Neil Fong, Robert Koch is using weasel words, and I would have thought that if there is evidence that would lead to a successful conviction, which is what he basically is saying,
yes,
then his job is to actually simply administer the law. It's not to introduce some extraneous notion of the public interest. And most importantly on this point is the deterrent factor, where he might argue that Neil Fong has personally suffered from losing his $600,000 a year salary and the reputational damage from all the publicity. But in sending a message to every other high-paid public servant about the absolute sanctity of telling the truth when facing questions from parliamentary or quasi-judicial bodies, that you should be punished if you don't that. And that sends a general deterrent message to everyone else. And covering up the truth often leads to more convictions than the actual crimes or sins in the first place. And this would appear to have been a classic example of that, if Neil Fong simply covered up the truth and should have suffered the consequences, like anyone who doesn't tell the truth before a court faces potential perjury charges, because it is against the law to not tell the truth in such sort of forum. So I'm very surprised to see Robert Koch introducing this hazy notion of the public interest.
Stephen, finally, as someone who is who often hears government ministers talk about the public interest, do you worry that it's a phrase that's rather easily bandied about and justified and enables politicians to cover their tracks and to actually not provide the information and the justification that they should?
Look, I think it is used too often, but I also think that it actually should be the ultimate test for anything a politician does. And maximising the collective public interest is what any elected politician or bureaucrat should strive to do. And often the case in government is it's about rationing benefits or allocating benefits. And usually you have the insiders, the vested interest groups, the lobbyists, the politicians themselves, who have a habit of maximising their own interests rather than maximising the interests of as many wide people in the community as possible. And a classic example of that would be the way that all states except for Western Australia have rushed down the path of poker machines.
Yes.
And the argument goes is that we need the benefit, we need the tax revenue from poker machines. And the pubs and clubs all say, well, our industry was dying, we need the revenue from poker machines. But the community as a whole has suffered a far greater loss and damage from the fact that Australians are the world's biggest gamblers and all the societal damage that comes from that. I think if you looked at it, you'd say the West Australian position, pioneered by Richard Corden, continued since, that there isn't a public interest or a public benefit from poker machines in every pub and club, is actually an example of the way it should be treated, as opposed to the way it's rolled out, say, in the other states.
Do you think it's important for us, every time we hear that phrase, to seek an explanation of exactly what that person means, what their present definition of in the public interest might mean?
I think it is important, and to ask them at the same time, what also are the sectional interests,
yes,
in this consideration? Because so often politicians have to weigh up, you know, it's shareholders versus consumers. In banking, you know, my view is shareholders have received too big a benefit, the public benefit has not been served because Australia has the world's most expensive banking system. So, you know, regulators who weighed up consumer interest versus shareholder interest went too far down the shareholder road and not down the consumer road, which is a far larger pool of people in the community. So I think, yeah, you have to always ask, who is the sectional interest here? And you have to also ask, is the most amount of people possible receiving some form of benefit from this decision?
Stephen, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeff.